People of Earth, attention! This is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Coming in 2018, Far Horizons Season 2, only from ericbusbypresents.com.
They're coming in from all over the place.
Right! Aim for their heads! Light them the frack up!
Nothing to it. Shoot fish in a barrel.
Sergeant, as much as I hate to put a damper on this moment for you, I feel I should point out that they're getting back up.
We shot him in the head. I always worked in those arms.
And aim for their arms and legs. Regardless of whatever they are, they won't be able to move without them.
You heard the boss. Open fire! Christ almighty! They're still trying to get us! Even with their limbs blown off, they're still trying to... get us!
We can never be stopped. Wherever there is shadow, there we will be. Where it is dark, there we will be also. All light shall die, and you will be consumed. There is no escape, nowhere to hide. The darkness must grow.
I've heard enough out of you. Okay, people, we're out of here. Back to the shuttle, double time. Let's move!
Eric Busby presents Far Horizons, Season 1, Episode 6, Dark Encounters, written by Eric Busby.
Commander, you might want to have a look at this.
What is it?
Reading an energy spike coming from the alien ship. Something is powering up over there.
Maybe the captain was able to...
Alert! Corsaven warship has activated its forward weapon cannons and is locking onto the Art Bell. Advise you take immediate evasive action.
You've heard him, Art!
Right, hang on.
What the hell was that?
The ship fired on us.
We've got some damage. Nothing major, but I better get down to the engine bay.
Go. Keep the ship together.
Hey, it's what I do best.
It's a good thing that was just a passing shot. If that energy beam had hit us full on, there would be nothing left of the Art Bell.
The Corsaven ship has altered course and is coming about.
Art, is there somewhere you can... I don't know. Keep them from... or getting a lock on us?
I got an idea. Hold on. There. That should buy us a little time.
What have you done?
Put the warp station between us and the alien ship. It's shielding us for the time being.
Is there anything to keep them from trying to blow up the station to get at us?
Well, offhand, I'd say no. But for the moment, it's between us and them.
Make sure you keep it that way. Todd, hail the shuttle. I want to know what's going on over there.
I'm on it.
Professor Baker, contact the station's computer and set up another warp jump. I want to be able to get out of here at a moment's notice.
I've already taken care of that. Given our current situation, I think we should make the jump now.
What? And leave everyone behind?
I have no desire to be killed, and I'm quite certain the commander feels likewise. The loss of the away party is acceptable under the circumstances. Besides, they're most likely dead already.
Commander, you can't seriously be considering this.
No, not for the moment. But if things get much worse, we might have no choice but to...
Alert. Corsaven warship has changed course and is now on a parabolic orbit with the station. Estimated will be within firing range in less than 1 minute.
Looks like they know all the tricks. Right time for some complicated flying.
Do whatever you have to keep them from getting a clear shot.
Understood.
Wish we knew what the hell was going on over there.
Lancer to shuttle pod. Be ready for emergency extraction when we arrive.
That might be hard, sir. The shuttle's under attack by some thing. They killed the guard. Right in front of me. I ran back to the shuttle and sealed the hatch, but they're just outside. I can hear them hammering on the hatch to get in.
We'll take care of them, Donna. Just be ready to get out of here when we arrive. Lancer out.
Damn it, no! Freaking zombies that killed half the team. Nothing we seem to do slows them down. For everyone we take out, three more take their place.
How far are we from the shuttle?
It should be right around the next bend, sir. Oh, God. Look. Between us and the shuttle, there's gotta be dozens of them.
Screw this. Kid gloves are on. Fire in the hole. Everybody down. Mark 56 hand grenade. Yep, it even stopped a bull elephant in its tracks.
Why didn't you use it sooner?
Well, because in close proximity, there's every chance it would have blown us all to hell along with everything else.
These ones might be down, but my scanner is picking up more of them coming.
Let's not wait for them. Come on.
Captain, this one here, its head's been severed, but it's still active. See, their eyes are moving.
Leave it, Doc. We need to go.
Captain, I want to take this back with us.
Are you insane? These damn things killed my troops!
Sergeant, it's obvious they're behind what's happened here. And quite possibly what happened back on the warp station. If we're going to run into these creatures again, I'd like time to try and find out just what they are.
He has a point, Sergeant. Bring it with us.
Yes, sir.
Donna, we're outside. Open the hatch.
I've got the shuttle. They've started recovering the away party. The captain has instructed us to prepare for warp jump as soon as they're back.
Already ahead of you there, Lancer.
Commander, we're going to have a problem.
What's gone wrong?
Nothing for the moment, but in order for the shuttle to board us, we're going to have to slow the bell down and open the landing bay.
And that'll leave us open to attack, won't it? Is there anything we can do?
Cross your fingers and hope they board fast.
Todd, advise the captain of our situation. Emphasize speed is of the necessity.
Understood.
Professor, is the station prepared for our jump?
I've programmed the coordinates for Earth. It reads ready to start.
Good.
Of course, we won't reach Earth.
We know, Professor! Art, as soon as they're on board, make the jump.
Understood. Opening landing bay and slowing.
Alert. Corsaven warship has now gained on our position.
This is where the fun starts.
that's everyone, Captain.
Donna, get us out of here.
Detaching docking arm. Here we go. Captain, they're shooting at us.
Fly your basic patterns. Don't let them get a clear fix on us.
Trying, sir. This isn't a battle pod. George wasn't designed for combat. Damn it. That was close.
How long before we get to the bell?
Not long. We're closing now. Oh, Christ. They got a lock on us. Hold on. I'm going to full drive. You can't dock a shuttle at full drive. Beats being vaporized. Hang on.
The shuttle is on board. Outer hatch closing.
Art, get us out of here.
Engaging. Come on.
The alien ship's got a lock on us.
Just a few more.
They're firing.
Stabilize the ship. Hold on. Come on. Stop steering like a drunken cow. That's better. We're not spinning out of control anymore.
Someone give me a status report.
The warp jump's complete, but we've taken extreme damage.
Jeeves, how bad are we? Jeeves?
He's down. The computer drives are all fried.
How long will it take to fix them?
I don't know if I can. It's pretty bad. The drives haven't just been wiped, they've been completely destroyed. I don't know if we have anything to replace them with.
Do what you can. Professor, did the alien ship follow us?
I'm not seeing anything apart from the local warp station. I'm going to launch the probes. Make sure they didn't follow us through.
I hope not. That last pretty much crippled us. The bell's just about dead in the water.
I don't imagine we made it back to Earth any chance.
Our warp station is deep in the asteroid belt, and there are no asteroids outside, so my guess is no.
No harm in hoping. Right, let's find out how bad off we are. Someone get me engineering. I swear, being on Wall Street wasn't this stressful.
Just take it easy, kid. We'll have you free in a moment.
What happened?
Shuttle's been torn apart in the crash. We were buried under some debris. There. Get the stretcher ready.
Aye, sir.
I think my leg's broken. I can't move it.
Just hold still. We'll get you down to sickbay.
What about the others?
Everyone got banged up pretty good. Still, we're all alive. What's that saying? Any landing you can walk away from.
Except my leg's broken, and I can't stand, let alone walk.
Yeah, guess you got a point.
What about the captain?
Well, he took a pretty bad hit to the head. The doc's got him in sickbay now.
He's going to be all right, isn't he, Sergeant Collins?
I don't know, Donna. You just worry about yourself for now. Okay, get her out of here. Kat, you shouldn't be up yet.
I should get to engineering.
Like hell you do. Just sit down till someone gets a chance to look you over.
But the ship, you...
The ship is in good hands. She'll be fine.
I wouldn't bet on that. You hear that? That soft hissing? That sound the hole's making? That's air leaking out through microfractures.
Leaking? I take it that's not a good thing.
Your power of observation is quite amazing. No, Sergeant, it's not a good thing. The leak is slow at the moment, sure, but if we can't stop it, we all suffocate in a few hours. Look, I need to get to engineering and see how bad off we are. The chief is going to have his hands full.
Fine. Just go then.
Anything else I can do, Sergeant?
Keep an eye on things down here. I'm going to CIC and see what the hell's going on.
Right. One question, though. What do you want me to do with this?
Ah, the doctor's new pet. I was hoping you were destroyed in the crash. If I had my way, we'd toss it out the nearest airlock.
It would not help you, fleshling. There is no escape from us. Darkness always grows.
Put a sock in it, will you? Damn thing creeps me out. Box it up or something, they'll start to look over.
I'll take care of it. Oh, you bit me. Oh, be quiet and get in there.
You going to be okay, sir? Your hand is bleeding.
I'll be fine. Make sure no one opens this box. Damn thing's a biter.
Understood, sir.
And the main rotation units are overheating? But that's not all, I'm afraid. Primary life support systems are down.
Oh, this just keeps getting better. What about the backup units?
I've got them running now, but with a leak in the hull, we're all dead in 4 hours anyway. Well, of course, that won't matter because the heating units are also down, so we'll freeze to death in about 2 hours.
Gee, what a relief. Isn't there any way you can fix it? You are the engineer.
Not without a space dock. The damage is just too extensive for a simple patch-up job. It's just going to take weeks to seal the cracks in the hull, and that isn't even the major repairs that are needed.
Do what you can. CIC out. Art, prepare to dock with the station. We're going to have to get everyone off the ship.
I wish I could, Commander. The docking arm's been completely torn to shreds. We have no way to dock with the station.
What if we got as close as we could to the station and people jumped from the bell over to it?
You've been watching too many fictional tales, Commander. While someone might be able to jump from one ship to the next in the motion pictures, in real life, anyone who did that would freeze to death in seconds. Skin and body fluids crystallize at that temperature. Their bodies would shatter to pieces when they hit the station.
I'm not an idiot, Professor Baker. I know that. I was thinking if we got everyone into environmental suits, maybe they could do it then.
Afraid not, Commander. Just past the ship's stores on the way here. Most of the EVA suits have been damaged. Out of 200, we only have 26 that still work. We don't have enough to go around.
And George Norrie?
Out of commission for the time being.
There has to be something we can do here, people. We're not just going to sit around and wait to die.
I may have a solution. Yes, this does look promising.
Don't keep us in the dark, Professor. What is it?
One of the probes has found a planet. It's like all the others we've been coming across. Most of the surface has been decimated.
So what good is that to us? We go down, we'll all die of radiation sickness.
We would if we landed on one of the major landmasses. However, look at this. These islands are in the middle of a huge ocean. They're far away from the mainland. The radiation levels are not as high there. They're well within tolerance for humans.
What are you suggesting, Professor?
I thought that would be obvious. We land the Art Bell on one of those islands.
Land the ship?
Yes, the Bell was designed to work in a planetary atmosphere. It should be easy enough to land.
He's right, Commander. I could use what's left of the thrusters to land the Bell. The only thing is, once we're down, we might be down for good. With the bell in its present condition, there is no way we'd be able to get airborne again.
I wish the captain were here. He should be the one to make this decision.
He's still in sickbay. Dr. Stark says he has a concussion, but he's expected to pull through. Still, he'll be unconscious for a while, though.
Seems the burden of responsibility has fallen upon you, Commander.
Fine. Professor Baker, figure out which of these islands would be suitable for us.
I've already started.
Art, once he's done, take us in.
Setting course for the planet now.
Damn it, boy. I told you to keep that stabilized. We're losing rotation.
The rotator's units are overheating. Most of the coolant is leaking away. I've got nothing to cool them down with.
I don't care what you do. Take a leak on it if you have to. Just keep it cool. If we lose rotation, we lose gravity. That happens and we'll be bouncing off the bulkheads.
I'm doing my best, Chief.
Then do it better. Kids these days.
Can you use another hand, Chief?
Cat, what are you doing here? You look like hell.
Oh, nice to see you too, sir.
You should be in sickbay.
Well, little point in that, sir. We don't get the bell back together, we're all dead, no matter what.
Can't argue with that. Here, help Einstein over there keep the rotors operational.
The name's Morgan, Chief.
I don't give a rat's ass.
What's that?
The atmosphere thrusters?
Atmosphere? Oh, but that would mean...
Yeah. We're landing.
We're passing out of the cloud layer. Come on, Bell. You can handle this.
Yeah, we should be seeing the island soon.
All I'm seeing is water. A lot of water. Professor, are you certain we're heading in the right direction?
Of course I am. Have you ever known me to be wrong?
You want a list? Wait. Wait, I think I see... Yes, there! Do you see it, Art?
Yeah, good thing, too. I don't know how much longer I can keep us in the air. Extending landing struts. Here we go. Down. Max, shut down all engines.
Would it have killed you guys to let me know we were landing? Fine. All engines are shut down. At least now we can work on the ship without suffocating. Engine room out.
Good landing, Art.
Not really. This was nothing but a guided crash. Gravity did all the work.
Don't exaggerate. The ship was more than capable of landing regardless of the damage it had sustained. A trained chimpanzee could have landed us, even if we had nothing but the navigational thrusters.
Way to make me feel useful, Professor.
Oh, you have your uses around here, Mr. Kane. Limited though they may be.
Hey, has anyone seen where the commanders got off to? Captain? How are you feeling?
I haven't had a headache this bad since... Oh, ever, really? Where is everyone?
Well, the chief has gone off all over the ship assessing the damage. Hart is overseeing the teams that are setting up camps on the planet's surface. The professor is examining the local fauna, seeing if there's anything out there we can eat. Mr. Gareth is in his room, says he's not feeling well and has a headache.
Right. So where is my CO?
Commander's up on the observation deck. She's been there since we landed.
Keep an eye on things here. I'll be back soon.
Aye, Captain.
Well, that's something you don't see every day. Never seen this many trees together in my whole life. Not since the rainforests were all decimated.
Yes. It's very... tranquil. Is there something you need, Captain?
No, I just wanted to see how you were doing.
I... just came up here to think.
What about?
I think you've made a mistake in making me your executive officer, that is.
And why do you say that?
Well... just look at everything. The ship's crippled. We may never get off the ground again. How many people died during the attack? I don't think I'm cut out for this kind of work.
Actually, I think you did an exceptional job. You've had no formal military training, and yet you held the ship together against an attack from a superior force. While you had the chance to run away and cut your losses, you stayed your ground and saved my team. Moreover, while I was unconscious, you made one of the most difficult choices imaginable. You chose to give the crew a chance at life by landing the ship instead of dying in space. I would have made the same choices, Susan. In addition, I've noted that in my log.
Well, this is definitely not an easy job. So, now that we're stuck here, what do we do next?
After Max has finished looking over the ship, we'll figure out our next move. Maybe there's something on this world we can use to put the Art Bell together again.
I certainly hope so.
Otherwise, this world is our new home.
You have been listening to Far Horizons, Season 1, Episode 6, Dark Encounters, written by Eric Busby. Featured in the cast were David Ault as Nicholas Lancer, John Specht as Artemis Kane, Laura Post as Donna Briggs, Ellie Hirschman as Joshua Baker, Judah Fries as Max Howlett, Amanda Fitzwater as Susan Lockhart, Bill Holweg as John Collins, Gareth Preston as Dr. Stark, Megan Presley as Caitlin Cullen, Michael Hudson as Gareth Shaw, Tom Davis Beale as Todd Eccleston, Bruce Busby as the host, Paul Lavelle as Morgan, Christina Boyd as the medic, with Mike Dr. Puss West and Mark Brzee as the darkness. Far Horizon theme by Kai Hartwig. Additional music composed by Ambient Light and Kevin McLeod. This episode was directed and produced by Eric L. Busby. Post-production work by Eric L. Busby. This is Mark Brzee. Thanks for listening.
The year is 1885, but not one that would be familiar to you.
Message for you, sir.
You know, it is tiresome having the world's greatest detective as one's mother.
Don't be silly.
What's the word?
I have a half dozen, armed with cutlasses.
Cutlasses?
These fine gentlemen behind us?
Yes, father.
You and Gwendolyn deal with them?
Yes, father. Ha!
Hurrah! Target practice! No guns, you silly girl. This is an airship. Gwendolyn, are you all right, my dear?
Cyril just knocked out my swordsman!
The continued security and stability of the Empire relies on your efforts.
So, you know who I am.
I do. That's why I took your stick. Weapons out, men!
But he's gone!
Numbskulls, idiots! We mustn't let him escape!
Hey!
What is our next ritual?
Traditionally, it is walking out.
All right. Hang on!
Oh,
Oh, my!
Oh, Albert, you're not a thing. We are much amused.
Join us in 1 week as we once again visit with the first family of the realm, Brass.
My moderate to severe nostril inflammation was always a social embarrassment. Even if I draped a napkin across my nose during an attack, the other restaurant patrons knew that it was huge, red, and swollen. That's when my doctor told me about Nuvinast.
Nuvinast is a topical ointment prescribed for patients with moderate to severe nostril inflammation caused by hay fever, postnasal drip, or psychosomatic pregnancy. Take Nuvinast only before an attack of inflammation, as the temptation to apply it over your entire giant nose may be moderate to severe. Side effects may include falling over, falling down, falling sideways, and loss of balance. The vapor emitted from Nuvinast may be harmful if inhaled. Users are cautioned to avoid breathing when using this product. Women who are pregnant, men who are thinking about getting a woman pregnant, or children who were born due to pregnancy should not consider taking Nuvinast.
I'm enjoying the moderate to severe social freedom of a much smaller nose thanks to Nuvinast. Ask your doctor if Nuvinast is right for you.
If you're having trouble affording Nuvinast, the Actigra Corporation has a program in place to help you get a high-interest payday loan to assist you in purchasing your first dose.